ever bless.
Now to the vaccination. Take it to Robert Cook and him.
Every man, every woman, every youth man.
Everybody.
Listen this tune from Peter Worry and the Future Man.
Them better know.
We are say no.
We are say no.
To vaccination.
We not take it.
Them can't box win our face, man.
You mad?
No.
How are them?
I and I say no.
Peter Worry tell them.
No.
Why you say Peter?
I'm not seeing so
to the people. Tell them Peter Worry.
We are say no. No to them vaccination. We say no. Think alike one go ask the nation. We are say no. No to them vaccination. Take this to the World Health Organization. We are say no. No to them vaccination. Take it as well to Robert Cook Institution. Tell them no. Vaccination, the future man not better. Why you don't take them injection?
Listen, hear them come again with them manipulation. Who the human body, them want to make induction. Them want to poison us with them vaccination. So them want to control the nation. Population control, them kill out the older generation. Coronavirus, we never see a station. Who the most high last, they are abomination.
We say,
we are said no.
No to them vaccination.
We say no.
Think alike one go ask the nation.
We are said no.
No to them vaccination. Take this to the World Health Organization.
We are said no.
No to them vaccination. Take it as well to Robert Cook Institution.
We are said no.
No to them vaccination. The future man and Peter Worry won't take them injection.
Hear this. Me say Bill Gates distributing microchips in a people body away. Want him put it. Now him take it too far. Him gone past the limit. So with him chip, tell him go and go yam. Shh. Now this rich guy, them have some dirty habit. How them cheat poor people, man, it make me famine. Scaremongering the people, now the world in panic. Them vaccine, yeah, me fire burn it.
That's why we say, we all say no. No to them vaccination. We say no. Think alike, one go ask the nation. We all say no. No to them vaccination. Take this to the World Health Organization. We all say no. Vaccination, take it as well to Robert Cook Institution. We are say no, no to them vaccination. The future man and Peter Worry
yeah,
won't
Peter.
Take them injection.
Them vaccination not just for money making. Peter light up the fire, make me put them straight in. With the innocent life that they have been taking, and the innocent mind they been manipulating. Me serious and me born and there is no debating. The most I
we say no, think alike, one go ask the nation.
We are say no,
no to them vaccination. Take this to the World Health Organization.
We are say no,
no to them vaccination. Take it as well to Robert Cook Institution.
We are say no,
no to them vaccination. The future man and Peter Worry won't take them injection.
Never,
never.
I want them. Some of the food.
No.
Can't inject us with that virus.
No, 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 no.
Never.
That's right. No, no. No to the vaccinations. See, if you could actually see the music video. Oh man, they're showing all kinds of stuff. They're showing the RFID chip needle. Oh man, they're getting heavy into the New World Order plans on trying to chip us and cull us as people. So I've got information from Tanzania, okay, where the president had basically, I do believe it's the same president that at the UN showed a COVID test being done right on the spot, and they did a COVID test on a piece of fruit, and it came up positive for COVID, showing that the COVID tests were fraudulent. Now, he actually had a real medical response to the COVID-19 investigations and found out people were just having a regular cold. His people were rejoicing, saying there was no COVID-19 in his country. No, no, no. And actually showed the lowest records of COVID-19 in his country. He said there's no COVID-19 here. And that was back in February 9th of this year, where he's, you know, celebrating with his people, showing festive celebrations. We are COVID-19 clear. And 3 weeks ago, the Tanzanian president was, died of a heart attack at the age of 61. Sounds like a CIA heart attack ray assassination to me, because he's not going along with the New World Order and their PSYOP. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Hit with the CIA heart attack ray. The CIA has been using it. This particular weapon on political leaders around the world for decades. Heart attack ray. It doesn't take very much. They put one of these biotelemetry machines outside of a building. They'll target who they want dead, turn that sucker on, electrocute their target remotely, and kill their heart pulse. It's actually not even, I mean, the regular infantry has access to this weapon now. It's so widely used. You know, the CIA operatives don't even have to handle it anymore. You get your Green Berets in there, get your Navy SEALs, set them up in a tent somewhere outside of a city. Their targets will be painted with a laser. Boom! Heart attack ray. But anyways, more on that tomorrow. I'll have the actual clips played for you guys tomorrow night. But for now, we're going to go ahead and continue on with the next clip. No, I'm done with the Guardian. Let's go ahead with the next clip.
So last week, right here at 5 o'clock, we told you about those so-called breakthrough cases. It's when fully vaccinated people contract COVID more than 14 days after their second shot.
The nation's top doc, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said he is taking these cases very seriously. And as Lewis Bolden reports, the cases are popping up around the country, and there are many breakthrough cases right here in Central Florida.
The first thing somebody says to me is, you got the vaccine, how are you positive?
27-year-old Hannah Rewerts is a physical therapist and has been tested for COVID-19 at least once a week for work since the pandemic started. She says she got her first positive test just days ago.
I was shocked, you know, immediately. I'm like, this has to be a false positive. This can't be right.
But multiple tests confirmed it. She says she was shocked because she is also fully vaccinated. As a healthcare worker, she had her first dose of the Pfizer vaccine back in December and her second dose 3 weeks later in January. More than 2 months after the second shot, she says she contracted the virus.
So it's just, it's very odd.
Rewerts is among a growing number of people. Earlier this month, the Minnesota Department of Health released a health advisory that, along with the CDC, it is investigating COVID-19 infections among people who are appropriately vaccinated, also called breakthrough cases. News 6 checked, and as of last week, the Florida Department of Health in Volusia County has 6 documented breakthrough cases. Sumter County has 6 breakthrough cases, and Lake County has 26 cases.
It is possible because no vaccine is perfect.
Dr. Timothy Hendricks is with Advent Health and says both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are 95% effective.
The good news is for that very small amount of people that might become infected, that less than 5%, the chances of severe disease is next to zero.
Breakthrough cases are not specific to COVID and can happen with any vaccine, according to experts. Reward says 3 of her family members who were also fully vaccinated also contracted it.
One of my family members, you know, actually went to the hospital. I mean, that's pretty severe enough to be concerned about the vaccine.
Reward says the health department is testing to see whether she may have been infected by one of the COVID-19 variants that have made it to Florida. She says for now, she and her family will continue social distancing and wearing masks.
I don't think the public is, you know, aware that it doesn't mean you're not getting the virus. And it doesn't mean you're not getting sick. There is still a chance.
And the one thing you should know is every vaccine that's been approved at this point is highly effective at preventing the one major endpoint, and that's hospitalization and death.
Researchers are still trying to figure out whether people who are fully vaccinated and contract COVID-19 can also continue to spread it, which is why they still recommend that people continue wearing masks even after being vaccinated. Getting results, I'm Lewis Bolden, News 6.
Yeah, what's the point? What's the point? Fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated. That means not one shot, but two shots. You need two shots to be fully vaccinated. So, for it to be such a low percentage for this to not happen, for these breakthrough cases not to happen, is such a low percentage. You know, chances of happening are zero, but they're happening. And for it to actually happen to a person, not just one person, but several different people within the same family, well, it tells you something. The vaccine is targeting people of a certain genetic parameter. These people are outside of that genetic parameter. This middle-class Caucasian family is not the true target of the covert purpose of the vaccine. Okay? You're not going to see any breakthrough cases with any minorities. You're just not. You're not going to see it. I'm willing to bet my show on that fact. Okay? So, 95% effective. You can toss those numbers out the window because what about the percentage of people who are dying from the COVID shot? Again, nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about that. The thousands of people who have died COVID shot. At this point, I'm going to make another prediction, say more people are going to die from the shot than the supposed COVID-19 in itself. I can make that prediction because that's what Bill Gates said anyways. Oh, we're going to lose about 15% of the population through vaccination. Bill Gates said it. I'm not making this up. Go watch Bill Gates' TED Talk. He said we are going to get rid of 15% of the population through vaccination. And just the simple fact that he could say that, I mean, is it arrogance? Is it pride in his own intelligence and his own power that he can say such a thing and it not be cited by anyone later after he's committed genocide? I mean, to say, I'm going to murder 15% of you in a TED Talk, the man should have been arrested right there, right after his speech. He should have been carried away by Secret Service to Guantanamo Bay. To be tortured. A madman. A madman, a megalomaniac, got on stage for a presentation for millions of people to see and said, I'm going to kill 15% of you. I mean, are we as a population that dumb? That we just let that fly over our heads? Are we that stupid? I'm pretty sure the people in that room, okay, at that presentation were the upper class anyways. mid-upper class to upper class people. And they're just clapping. Clapping. Oh, you mean there are going to be less Indians on the planet? Oh, there's going to be less Africans on the planet? Oh, why don't we just, what was the point of us getting rid of Hitler? What was the point? Shouldn't we just let Hitler do his thing? If that's what, you know, high white society wanted, what was the point in stopping Hitler? I mean, I can at least respect Hitler in a sense that, you know, being a conqueror, a warrior, he set out to do his thing instead of hiding behind the guise of, oh, well, we're going to help humanity by getting rid of minorities through medical innovation and social engineering. This nerd, this plebe known as Bill Gates, is it politically incorrect to be a conqueror taking the world by warfare? Was that too politically incorrect for you guys? You need a new kind of Hitler? one who who is timid with a little nerdy voice. Is that politically correct enough for you guys? Come from he and Hitler come from the same eugenic background. Same one. We have to kill Hitler, but we're letting this megalomaniac walk around and do his thing. It's disgusting. It really is. It's disgusting to me. Let's go ahead and hit the next clip.
As more vaccines become available, the White House is increasingly worried by resistance among Republicans to getting the vaccine. An NPR PBS Marist poll this week finding 49% of Republican men, 49% Republican men don't intend to get it. The good news is Trump finally encouraged his supporters to get vaccinated earlier this week, but will that make a dent in the misinformation already spreading among conservatives? CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan has more.
Have you guys got your vaccine yet?
I will not.
Never
going to
take the vaccine.
Why do I want somebody to push something onto me and it's not?
I'm perfectly healthy and fine. We're not going to die from it. And you know what? If we do, then it was our time to go because we believe in God.
Former President Trump's team quietly announced at the start of March that Trump had taken the COVID-19 vaccine at the White House in January.
Joining me right now.
On Tuesday, he told Fox News,
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly, but, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that.
Trump takes credit for the vaccine.
Yeah, he's giving them what they want. I think people are so brainwashed, they need to get a vaccine just so they can get on with their lives again.
At a gathering of Trump supporters in Ventura, California in February, hardly anyone said they were going to take the vaccine. Some didn't even think Trump would take it.
So you're not going to take the vaccine?
Absolutely not.
What if Trump came out and said, please, please take this vaccine?
No, I don't believe he'll take it.
Vaccine hesitancy, in part fueled by dangerous misinformation, is higher among Republicans and Trump voters than other parts of the U.S. population. Speaking at this event was Judy Mikovits, a discredited researcher and known peddler of dangerous misinformation about COVID-19.
A lot of people will say the message you're spreading of anti-masks, anti-vaccine, is dangerous.
And every piece of data says it's not dangerous. Has the mask helped you? No. You're going to get sick with a bacterial infection.
Mikovits is wrong. The CDC and science says masks do work.
Dr. Judy
Mikovits was the star of Plandemic, a video that went viral on YouTube and Facebook last year, which was full of false claims about the coronavirus. And now false claims about the vaccine spreading on and offline. Fear-mongering using false information about death rates, and posts like this falsely claiming people over 60 need to be monitored for weeks after getting their shot.
Are you planning on taking the vaccine?
Yes.
You are?
I have an elderly father. He's 93 years old. I have to take it. I don't want to get him sick. I don't want to get somebody else's mother and father sick.
You're the first person to tell me you're going to take the vaccine.
Serious?
Yeah.
I think that a lot of the people who are angry and say they don't want to take the vaccine, a lot of them are more angry at the establishment of the lockdowns. So they take their anger in different directions.
Mm.
And they may say, screw the vaccine, screw all Dr. Fauci, all that other stuff. I think a lot of them, out of anger, say stupid things.
Yeah.
But I really believe that a lot of everyone knows that this is real.
Yeah.
And it was a contributing factor to my mother's death 3 months ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Thank you.
A conservative voice condemning vaccine misinformation, QAnon, and other dangerous conspiracy theories. But on the Ventura Promenade, as on the national stage, it wasn't long before it got drowned out.
CNN, they're fake news. Why would you talk to a libtard who lies 24/7?
I've seen this guy before.
Fake news.
He's even probably framing you to look small. Right.
I was basically speaking up for the conservatives. And I'll be honest with you, I don't like CNN, but I'm talking to you because I want to get my point across.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That was it. And I just hope that if you guys use this as a segment.
Okay, well,
Donny O'Sullivan joins me now. Donny, it's always great reporting. And it's fascinating, though, to hear that man tell you that he thinks anger isn't about the vaccine. The anger is not about the vaccine. Do you think Trump supporters can be persuaded to take the vaccine if tensions settle down? I know that's a big if.
Yeah, Don, I think we're in a sort of dangerous territory here where so many of the conspiracy theories that have been pushed about the election, about QAnon, anti-vax is now part of that. So for some Republicans, for some Trump supporters, like the ones we spoke to there, it's part of their identity. And it's important to point out that some of the people featured in that piece said they believe in QAnon, said they want to see a military-style coup in the United States, like is what is happening in Myanmar, to bring Trump back. So unfortunately, you know, I think if we had said a year ago, you know, oh, it's only the QAnon folks that are anti-vax, we might have not known that there was that many QAnon followers. Now, after the insurrection, after everything else, we can see, we don't know precise numbers, but we know there are a lot of QAnon followers out there, and QAnon forums are totally anti-vax anytime I go on online on them, Don.
Okay, I don't know if, if your answer is going to be different in this, because in full transparency, you shot that before Trump said to, he at least somehow somewhat encouraged his supporters to get the vaccine. But there was one lady in there that said she wouldn't take the vaccine because Trump wouldn't take it. Well, he did take it. So anyways, do you think that that may change now since he has encouraged people to do it?
It's possible, but from speaking to a lot of those folks, they also said, oh, well, Trump only came up with the vaccine because he was trying to appease the Democrats. And they essentially were saying the vaccine is useless. So some of them think that they're sort of in on it with Trump, and that even at that message that Trump said to Fox News this week, he told people to take the vaccine, but then he sort of qualified it talking about freedom and things. And I think a lot of the people you've seen in that piece, a lot of the QAnon followers would be listening to the second part of what Trump said on Fox News, which was said, it's freedom, it's a choice, don't do anything you don't want to do.
Hey, Donny, I have to go. It's just real quick. Are any of those people reachable? Like, will any of those people ever believe in the truth or facts?
Well, I have spoken to some folks who have left QAnon. Unfortunately, they are few and far between. But what we have seen from the people who do get out of these conspiracy theories, who do get out of these cults, is they need family members, they need friends around them who will empathetically, if possible, try pull them out of it. But it's a really, really difficult thing to do.
It's fascinating to watch, Donny. Thank you very much. I want to bring in now Ben Decker. He is a New York Times contributor and digital investigator with a focus on online misinformation. Hey, Ben, thanks for joining. Really appreciate it. Anti-vax conspiracies aren't new, not a new phenomenon, but they are experiencing a boom right now. Is this only because of the pandemic? Are there other factors at play here? Help us out.
Sure. Thanks for having me on tonight, Don. I think there are a couple critical things at play. I mean, to your point, this is not new. Before the pandemic, there were actually, you know, small localized measles outbreaks because of a rejection of vaccine uptake in parts of the Pacific Northwest. But what we have now is this cacophony of an unleashed internet coupled by this hyper-politicization of anti-vaccine sentiment amongst a lot of pro-Trump communities. Like, it is no surprise that you have many entities from Stop the Steal, particularly figures like Roger Stone, who are going around the country speaking at quote-unquote medical freedom rallies. So it's being hijacked more and more in a political sense. And at the same time, you have yoga moms and homeopaths on the other side who are pushing essential oils and crystal cures for cancer, who are also buying into this thing. So it is become an inherent part of the anti-establishment zeitgeist. It's completely politically agnostic.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit more about this, because you said that you have it's a real dichotomy, right? It's like a real diverse group of people who are part of this anti-vax group. What kinds of people are pushing this anti-vax misinformation, and are certain groups of people more susceptible to it than others?
Well, I think like most really harmful conspiracies, there's always an element of truth that's then exploited to push something really, really harmful. I think in talking to some of the minority communities who have been, you know, targeted with this kind of misinformation, including a recent documentary that was pushed by RFK Jr., really known anti-vaxxer, trying to play up on the historical truths around medical racism and exploit them to promote anti-vaccine establishment among Black communities in the States.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Yeah. I just can't get enough of that riff. Yeah. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show that you guys are currently tuned into. And yes, I'm going to address that absurd clip that you listened to before the break. Now, you know you're losing the fight. In the information war, when all you can do is sit in frustration and start calling out names. Oh, these cult members, when will they ever believe the truth? Call those cult members. No. Listen. Whenever you follow an authority, some obscure authority with its brash rules, and you don't question anything, and you take everything that this establishment says as fact, and you obey, that makes you a cult member. Idiot reporter from CNN. That makes you a cult member. What these QAnon or Trump supporters, whatever he wants to name them as, you know, Republicans, they are using their right of free thought and free speech and free choice. Because they've obviously thought, have made a choice, and are speaking out. That's what Americans are supposed to do. Okay? We're not a part of your taking everything the government says as a fact cult. We're not going to be a part of that cult. Why should we trust the government? They did 9-11, okay? 9-11 was their side job. 9-11. Trillions and trillions of dollars went missing the day before. Trillions and trillions of dollars went missing. We're supposed to trust this government? Really? Really? The media shut the job on stealing the election from Trump. All that voter election fraud. And we're supposed to just trust the government? Please. Please. And, you know, I was doing some more research here, and I kind of knew this stuff already, but I want to present this to you guys as another piece of evidence or maybe some reasoning behind as to why men aren't real men anymore in the country, why it's hard to find the alpha males to speak out against the establishment. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Yeah, the penis one, small penis.
Penis sizes are shrinking, which you might have seen from these headlines all over the internet. And in the last 40 years, sperm counts in men have decreased by 50%, and the distance between the anus and the genitals in boys, aka the taint, has been shrinking. So today, we are going to explain what is going on. Testosterone levels in men have been declining since 1982. A meta-analysis of over 185 studies that looked at over 48,000 men found that between the years of 1973 and 2011, male sperm concentration had decreased by 52%, and overall sperm count had decreased by 59%. 26% of men who have erectile dysfunction are now under the age of 40. Looking at sperm bank semen in 1963, one teaspoon of sperm, which is your average ejaculation, would have had 99 million viable sperm per milliliter. By 2011, it had fallen all the way to only 49 million viable sperm. And the decrease in the sperm count, sperm concentration, and viable sperm is why now male fertility issues contribute 25% to 33% of all fertility issues. And now we are starting to understand finally why this is happening. It comes down to plastics, pesticides, and the chemicals in the products that we are using every day. Plastics, pesticides, and chemicals in our products contain EDCs, endocrine disrupting chemicals. These chemicals can bind to hormone sites in our body and fool our bodies into thinking they're the natural hormone. Hormones are signaling molecules in your body that are a part of your amazing endocrine system. The endocrine system consists of these glands in your body that secrete hormones in order for your organs and your tissues to essentially communicate. For example, when stressed, your brain will signal your pituitary gland to release ACTH. And this pituitary gland is in your brain. No, it is not your testicles, even though it looks like it. The ACTH enters the blood where it then makes its way to your adrenal gland. Now, the adrenal gland secretes cortisol, another hormone that enters the bloodstream and then increases glucose within your body to help you deal with that stress. This is just one example of endocrine biological signaling processes, but there are many more. They control how you breathe, how your digestion works, and even the sensory you feel when you touch a wall. Back to the endocrine disrupting chemicals, or EDCs. They can also control how our natural hormones are broken down and stored. And they also change our body's sensitivity to the real hormones. So let's start with the endocrine disrupting chemicals, phthalates. These chemicals are in plastics because they make them soft and flexible. They're also in floor coverings and soap and hairspray. One study of 72 common household objects found phthalates in 3/4 of the products, such as deodorant and hair gels and fragrances. So in rats, if the expectant mother is exposed to phthalates 18 to 21 days after mating, the male pups will have a decrease in testosterone. In humans, if an expectant mother is exposed to phthalates between week 8 to 12 of the embryo's development, it can disrupt testosterone and lead to boys coming out with a decreased penis size, lower sperm counts, and a smaller ADG, a smaller taint. Now, let's look at the BPA, which you may have heard a lot about. It can be found in nonstick coatings, in lots of different plastics, in electronics, and also in receipt paper. Men working at factories with high levels of BPA had their urine examined. It turned out that increased levels of BPA in their urine led to 4 times lower sperm counts, 3 times lower sperm vitality, and decreased sperm mobility. Sons of men with high BPA exposure had decreased ADGs and were more likely to have ejaculation issues and decreased sexual desire. And there are a lot of other chemicals that disrupt endocrine hormones, from those in plastic toys and air fresheners, nail polish, pesticides, to the grease and stain repellents in fast food containers, and the dioxins found in meat and dairy, all of which have an impact on sperm count, taint size, or penis length. It's not just EDCs and plastics and pesticides that are decreasing male fertility, it's also other things that we are just doing to our body. Smoking cigarettes or even just exposure to secondhand smoke can actually cause damage to our sperm. It can decrease our testosterone and decrease our ability for the little guys to make its way to the egg. And right now, men smoke 5 times as much as women, which is causing a decrease in male fertility. And it's not just cigarettes, sadly. Also, those marijuana smokers like me also have to look out, because a 2015 study in Denmark found that smoking marijuana more than once a week led to a 29% decrease in sperm count. Also, curing meat with nitrites and nitrates and the chlorinated pollutants that can be found in animal meat and dairy can damage your sperm's DNA. Men who eat more processed meat have a decreased sperm count and decreased normally shaped semen, and this could be caused by the endocrine issues that these chemicals in these meats have. One thing is becoming extremely clear, which is that the chemicals we are now using in our modern world are creating a decrease in male fertility. So much so that a variety of studies have found a 1% decrease in testosterone in men per year since 1982. As for what you can do right now at home, you can eat less meat and dairy. You cannot heat up things in plastic containers because that can actually have the chemicals seep into your food. You can eat less takeout and fast food, as the actual packaging can be an issue in those cases, as well as the gloves that fast food workers while they're preparing your food. One study found that teenagers who ate out more had a 55% increase in some of these EDCs compared to teenagers who solely ate at home. If you do use a nonstick pan, keeping the heat low and for shorter periods of time, and if you ever see any sort of flaking on them, get rid of them. Phthalates can leach into food in processing practices and in food packaging, so eating less processed food or food with less packaging can also help. We need to regulate corporations so that they can't just use these chemicals on us. Right now, corporations can experiment with our bodies. The way that this regulation works, it's kind of innocent until proven guilty. So only when we start to realize the detrimental effects of these chemicals do we then start to regulate them. We need to change that order. You may have seen this tweet from Greta Thunberg. I think it's rather smart and funny, and we will see you at the next climate march. We need to hit the streets and put our government.
Yeah, we take the streets and hold our government and corporations liable, responsible for the crap they're putting us through. Now, this that clip served 2 points here. That's why I'm finding it harder to find enough alpha males who wanna, join the local militia and take care of business. Because our country is in need of a second revolution. We need another American revolution. It's time. But these libertards have thought of everything. How to emasculate us. How to dehumanize us. How to divide and conquer us. That's one of the reasons why. Okay? And you want to trust their vaccines. Really? You're just going to trust anything that the government says that's good for us. Well, I would like to think that I'm a intelligent individual. I'm a smart person. I'm a smart person. I can make my own decisions. I don't care how you sound. You may look funny. You may sound funny. Doesn't mean you're not smart. And these back alley podunk people saying they don't want to be guinea pigs. Well, guess what? That's a sign of intelligence. Okay, I'm not going to put them down because that's a highly intelligent thing to do. At least sit and wait and watch the death count rise from the vaccines. Watch the mutations. And I need to take a step back. For the mutations of the coronavirus that hit Florida, that's their excuse for the vaccine not working. How do they know it's a mutation? Once again, nobody's able to isolate the coronavirus. To say that there's a mutation means that you've isolated the coronavirus and you've also isolated the mutation, which hasn't happened yet. See, they throw all kinds of information, all kinds of excuses, knowing people cannot follow it. Because a lot of us have lost our intelligence. We have that public school format in our brains. Here's the information, repeat after me. Memorize it for your test. No, forget that. Forget that. Did you learn something? Are you learning? Are you learning, people? You need to start thinking for yourselves. Now, I'm absolutely disgusted with mainstream media more now than ever before in my life. I am absolutely disgusted. I mean, I wonder to myself, do these reporters, do these commentary jackasses actually believe what they're saying? I mean, because in this last clip, or I'm sorry, the clip before the last one with the CNN reporters, if you can see his face in the video clip, he's got his head down and his hands, covering his forehead, like in frustration. Why aren't people believing the facts? Oh, why aren't people believing the facts? Well, because for one thing, it's too early to call anything a fact. Okay, these vaccines were pushed out almost as soon as the coronavirus showed up. You know, it's like these false flag shootings. How are these drills running on the same day that these false flag operations are happening? It's almost like they knew it was going to be happening, right? Yeah. They don't want to discuss that either. No. They don't want to discuss that. So, I'm just disgusted. How many of these people actually believe the information that they're, the misinformation, the disinformation that they're putting out to the public? How many of them believe it? How many of them are just being actors? I mean, I don't know how smart of a person you have to be to get a anchor job with CNN. Maybe you just have to be good looking and smart enough to read a teleprompter. But some of these guys are acting like there's so much personal, they have so much personal interest invested in people believing the garbage that they're trying to peddle. I have a personal interest in the truth being out there. Hey, I'm just like you guys out there, okay? I'm not making money hand over fist doing this show. I'm not. I do this show because my rights have been violated in every way, shape, and form that you can think of. And I'm sick of it. Now, to push this crap on us further, because it's a lot easier to sell crap than it is to just push it on the people. They have gone, they're desperate enough, they're desperate enough to where they can't sell it to us fast enough. They have to push it on to us now, which is a big telltale sign that what you're hearing is a freaking load. So, oh, wow. Yeah, you know, we're going to go into a song here, and then we're going to outro out. But I want to say, last couple minutes here, people, think for yourselves. I don't care what choice you make with vaccines. If you're smart, you're going to investigate yourselves, and whatever conclusion you come up with, that works for you, that works for you. But we don't need the establishment trying to tell us we're dumb for not getting the vaccines. We don't need political parties being blamed for thinking and making their own informed decisions. We don't need airline and travel agencies trying to force us to disclose medical information that's private, just so they can keep making their money. But if I were you, my personal advice is to boycott travel. Like I said, fire up those Skype accounts, fire up those Zoom accounts, do your business, say hello to your peoples. Say no to the vaccines. Do your own research. And try to educate other people with the research that you find. Through emails, through phone calls, through whatever means necessary, because they're trying to stop the truth. How Catch you guys tomorrow night.
Positively clear, the people in the world keep forgetting them past and them gone astray. Some may burn them every day. That them no love conspiracies at all, I never fail. Positively clear, the people in the world are lost for them top class. Never way, think you're actually there. You're two, you go buck and you a snake in the grass. Me and the youths are tried one away. Melchizedek way, yeah. So if you see me and the youths, I'm trodding through the earth. We have to trod it King Selassie way. Yeah, yeah, trodding this one away. Have to trod it one away. Yeah, yeah. Them send 50, 60, 70 big and me slew them off in space and one day. Well then, you see, the people in the West, the one of them gone crazy. Love to big up them chest, yet them they in a slavery. Them can't yam no food without no money. So foolish is the man in fruitful Zion, yet them hungry. I tell you, take it, cleanse your ways, clean up your heart, get to you. Nobody against me say, oh, no, for this heart. Babylon has speak soul and heart. Them done dead, them peace and no heart. That's why me come to try it one away. Melchizedek way. Yeah, yeah. So if you see me on the youth, I'm trending through to hurt me, trending King
Selassie way.
Well then, you see, the prime ministers know what I've gone long. Had them sell out the youths to the Queen of England. The whole of them happy bow when them see me turban. Me drop every authority if you be wrong. Melchizedek had a never yet wrong. When we chanting, I have been defeated the black redemption. Only careful of your words and the fool where you and yam. From the youths grow them with that organization. So go boil, better pull for centralization. And Emperor Selassie is an Ethiopian reign in the heart and flesh. From Mount Zion, me come for every Israelite. Out of Babylon, show me who will step out for repatriation. No cut no more, don't nobody kill no younger one. So rise and take a stand, you better know where people. Selassie is the almighty man, confuse not your heart. Them side me turban, conspiracies are talk. Emmanuel, so I told because him on go rock. We have to trot this one away.
That's the first and only way.
Hey, so if the sea and the youths, them trotting through that King Alpha and Omega way. Well then, the whole of them, holy secretive, but fear and me one now. Burn them corners and them crevices, what hurt it to the show. I need to see every youth grow. Living up, come make it reason and flow. What's on the seed where you are so? Can't plant corn on a piece of happy. And me happy trot it one away. Happy trot it one away. Them send 50, 60, 70,000. Me slaughter them in space and one day. You see, me said the people them in the West, the whole of them gone crazy. Yet them love to big up them chest, yet them they in a slavery. Them can't have no food without no money. So foolish is the man in food full time. And yet him hungry. So clean up your ways, cleanse up your heart. Use no border gates because of...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.